Welcome to the 2015 Q2 Quarterly Market Report podcast. I'm Eric Kramer, the Chief Investment Officer at Buckhead Investment Partners. The first quarter of the new year was, for diversified investors, the ideal market. The U.S. fixed income benchmark was up 1.61%. The global equity index was up 2.71%. Inflation was negligible, or maybe even negative, depending on which measure you prefer. So investors who did anything but sit in cash were able to increase their purchasing power by a nice amount. In the future, when we look back at the market charts for Q1 of 2015, we'll simply see a calm market with nothing much to report. But the effects of a rapidly appreciating U.S. dollar and falling energy prices continue to impact parts of the global economy and the markets. The U.S. is losing some of its exporting competitiveness because foreign markets are seeing our goods and services become more expensive when bought with their relatively weaker currencies. Meanwhile, the U.S. consumer is able to use the strong dollar to buy even more foreign-produced products at lower prices, and that is helping overseas firms who have fewer costs in our dollar. That did play out in the markets in the first quarter in a noticeable way. Blue chip U.S. companies, as we predicted at the end of 2014, struggled to keep up. The S&P 500 was up less than 1%, while foreign developed markets were up 5%. That's the IFA index you may have heard of. Small cap stocks were the best place to be in pretty much all markets. Even emerging markets were up more than 2%, which altogether means what? Well, it means that asset class trends from 2014 have reversed. It means that anyone who followed last year's trends and loaded up on the S&P 500 owned the weakest part of the market in Q1. That's a lesson to support diversification and a lesson to support rebalancing. Sell a bit of what went up and buy a bit of what lagged. Looking ahead to Q2, we'll keep an eye on Greece. The recent elections changed the political dynamic in that country, and the supposedly ironclad deal for a bailout from the EU could come undone. The recent stress is causing more people, and count us among them, to question if Greece can make it. An exit from the euro may be inevitable, and that possibility, along with the possibility that the U.S. may finally raise short-term interest rates, could be the cause of some future volatility in the financial markets. For years now, ever since late 2009, market volatility has been very low. A brief flirtation with volatility in 2011 shook up a lot of investors, but it's been smooth sailing ever since. Maybe that will change, but we've been saying that for a while now and it hasn't happened. If we do finally see some volatile markets, just remember, that's why you want to have a financial plan. And the act of rebalancing your portfolio has more potential to add to your return when markets are volatile. Buying low and selling high isn't of much use when markets just keep going up. Anyone care to predict that markets will always do that? Not us. And that's why we're prepared for that volatility whenever it finally comes. So thanks for listening. Please take a look at our website, buckheadinvestments.com, or talk with your personal wealth advisor to find out how you can join us for an expanded version of this presentation. You can watch the upcoming webcast or even join us for lunch on one of the 6 dates in the next few weeks.